listener production.
Good morning, I'm James Lake. More details coming to light now about the cargo ship which crashed into a Baltimore bridge last night, sending the entire structure smashing into the water below. Six people are still listed as missing, but thankfully not the dozens feared dead, because the boat did manage to issue a mayday call moments before impact, giving authorities time to clear traffic. America's National Transport Safety Board is now investigating how the 300-metre-long Singapore-owned vessel named Dali lost control. Spokesperson Jennifer Homendy says multiple investigators are all over it.
And what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety history, safety record, the look at the owner, the look at the operator, and the look at the operations this day. They will also look at company policy.
Federal MP Andrew Wilkie's exposed potential drug test manipulation in the AFL, tabling allegations last night in federal parliament. He's accused a former Demons doctor of facilitating off-the-books drug testing to help players avoid detection on game days.
They're advised to lie about their condition, while the results of the off-the-book tests are kept secret and never shared with Sports Integrity Australia or WADA. In other words, hundreds of thousands of Australians will watch the game, not knowing that the game has been secretly manipulated by the AFL.
And 500,000 Aussies now paying a hefty Medicare levy surcharge at tax time because they don't have private health insurance. That's despite the cost of some policies being about the same or even less as the surcharge.